into what we call the crossover season, so I'm really excited.
And really busy, too.
Little bit. That's good. You got to keep busy to keep moving.
Well, let's see. Don, let's talk a little round ball here first.
All right. Well, let's start it off. We're going to have on Saturday morning, MJ Baker and the Lady Hornets are going to have a meet and greet at a White Auditorium. It's going to be an opportunity to get out, meet the Lady Hornets, 7 returners, 8 newcomers. We're going to start this at 10 o'clock. There's going to be some interactive stations that she's calling the Hornet Hive stations, where fans can be able to go in, maybe interact a little bit with coaches and players. Then about 10:30, the players are going to introduce themselves, have a little bit of an open practice there. We're in that time right now. We haven't started the full-time official practices, but there's a certain limited number of hours that we can practice per week, so we're going to use that time on Saturday for people to get down and meet some of the Lady Hornets, watch them practice, see what they've got, and then when that's done, around 11:30, we're going to bring out some pizza and let people eat some pizza there with the Lady Hornets.
And maybe MJ will come out of her shell a little bit, Don, huh?
Yeah, she's pretty reserved, you know, really quiet, not really, you know, kind of an introvert, I guess, what you call that. actually, 100% the opposite.
Yeah, no
she
kidding.
Is very outgoing, wants to get out, meet everybody, and has been doing a fantastic job of doing that and getting our student athletes out there, too.
Yeah, and when she says come and meet the Lady Hornets, that's exactly what she'll be doing, coming and meeting and watching the Lady Hornets. So we're excited for MJ and her first season. And let's see, do we have something on the pitch this weekend, Don?
Yeah, the Lady Hornets soccer team is red hot now, won 3 in a row. They're the only team in the MIAA that has started out 2-0 on the season so far. So Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we'll take on Fort Hays State out at the ESU pitch. And with this being October, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So our team would like to recognize that and help raise awareness of breast cancer. So encourage our fans to wear pink out there. Before the game, we're going to recognize 7 cancer survivors. Our players will take their flowers to their family, and should be a nice day there. And again, just an exciting time. Ella Favo, a freshman, has come on. She's the MIAA Player of the Week offensively, scored goals the last 4 games and getting after it a little bit. So it'll be an exciting time. Going to be a beautiful day, I understand, on Sunday. So a great time to get out there and enjoy the Lady Hornets.
Yeah, be a part of it. Emporia State, football on the road. What you're on? You're taking a little trip here this weekend, huh?
Taking a trip to Missouri Western. Going to have a couple of things going on in St. Joe on Saturday. We'll have, in the morning, bright and early at 8 a.m., cross country will be down up in St. Joe running in the Griffin Invite. And then tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, the Hornets travel up to Spratt Stadium to take on the Griffins in football. It's a big game for both teams, both kind of sitting there, not the records they expected at this time. But I think the Hornet offense started to turn it around a little bit, dropped 600 yards last Saturday on Pittsburgh State. Ben Harris is leading the nation in passing. Really getting after it there. Got a bevy of receivers out there that are getting around to a lot of different people. And just some exciting plays. Anybody who saw the game on Saturday saw Mason Ford go into that little pile, keep his hand on the ground without letting his legs or knees or shoulder touch. Spun out of that and went 40 yards for a touchdown. Just some exciting things happening there. So I think it's getting ready for the Hornets to turn it around on the football field.
Where's the Red Hot volleyball team?
Yeah, no doubt.
Last night they went down to Newman and kind of boat raced the Jets a little bit. Took them in 3 straight. Honestly, wasn't much of a contest. Hitting then tonight they're down in Pittsburgh. They'll be at Pittsburgh State. Another big one right there. New coach down there, Megan Bergstetter, who was an assistant here for a little bit. So I'm sure they're going to be fired up to take on the Hornets. Won 12 in a row, ready to get after it. And then our next action will be here Tuesday. Washburn, Turnpike Tussle.
Okay.
So love to have everybody out on that one. We had a great environment on Friday night. Had the volley band there. A bunch of students had over 500 people in attendance. Just an incredible atmosphere. Got really loud in there on some points as they knocked off the number 24 Missouri Western Griffins last week. Looking to do that with Washburn on Tuesday, so we'd love to have everybody out there, too.
Save the date. All right. Thanks, Don.
Hey, thanks. We'll see you all around.
All right, Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU. So, get to White Auditorium tomorrow morning. Lady Hornets.
Lady Hornets.
Great. And then on the pitch Sunday afternoon against Fort Hays State.
Yeah, and, you know, enjoy everything, you know, all the home games free of charge here to attend. So
absolutely.
Get in, get loud. You know, the Hornets, in a lot of ways, are having really good seasons. And, you know, Emporia State football, again, not where they want to be right now, but as Don mentioned, you know, they have opportunities to get things straightened out and have a big push to the end of the season.
It is 6:54. There is the lunch bell. And our school lunch menu is brought to you by our good friends at Citizens State Bank with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Let's head to Timmerman Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Good morning. Today is Friday, October 3rd. 2025. My name is Logan Viles, and I'm a fifth grade student at Timmerman Elementary, home of the Bulldogs. For breakfast today, we are having monster bar, fruit juice, milk. For lunch today,